Hope you're having a hell of a time, you hard-rocking has-beens. It's Cyanon. And tonight, Saphir Maj is bringing the band back together. Try not to get too rowdy in the mosh pit and put up some horns as I belt out Need for Nowhere and Nothing. Chapter 1. How dull. Even with a beautiful carmine red adorning her fingernails, the viscera clinging underneath her cuticles, the girl felt nothing. They had promised her heaven, false saccharine smiles she could already see right through, yet here she stands, as bored as she had been when the poor souls had approached her. A slow exhale escaped her mouth, her clean left hand brushing back the black streak that adorned her blonde hair.
Liars.
Lips thinning into a tight line, she looked down at her feet, clicking her tongue to find that a few splotches had landed on her black boots. A minor inconvenience, and something that wouldn't be unusual on a normal day, if she were in the place that she usually called home. Here? It was troublesome. It kind of pissed her off a little. Enough that she walked forward 3 steps and kicked at something that had been lying close by. It made a satisfying squelching sound that she couldn't help but smile at. Much better. So much better. Though now, she's come to a different realization. Even if it could not be traced back to her, the fact that she was standing over 2 dead humans was a very real fact. What if someone came looking for them? What if she was seen? These 2 had a very clear intent to do a different crime against her, so she could theoretically justify it as self-defense. No one would bat an eye, right? She looked down at her arms, noting how thin they were. Unmarked, other than the hand she had used to rip out their throats. Who would believe her? Who would believe that such a small girl like her could overpower 2 full-grown men? And to have not a single bruise on her body? If anyone were to walk in and see this, they would just see a murder scene and a demon! Ah. She had been so engrossed in her own thoughts that she had failed to hear anyone approaching this place. Yet there is no mistaking the shocked gasps followed by the sound of fleeing footsteps. Quietly, she swears under her breath and flicks her hand, the excess blood that had been decorating it splattering against the far wall. She really didn't want to have to kill more people. She pauses when she hears a deep voice behind her, seemingly amused by the scene set in front of her.
Well, this is... it's definitely something that can't be seen by anyone, girlie.
She doesn't turn to face the speaker. Rather, straightens her back, trying to think if she should kill this guy and make a run for it. There was the matter of finding whoever it was with him that had already fled and either kill them too, or somehow convince them that she had done nothing wrong. The speaker continued, his footsteps echoing loudly in the small, enclosed space until he was right behind her, looking over her shoulder to the dismembered remains on the floor. He let out a low whistle and then laughed.
Man, what do these guys do for you to do this?
She didn't answer right away, glazing at the sightless eyes of her once hopeful admirers, and shrugged.
Nothing. They promised me a trip to heaven, but...
She looked at her hand, still so bright red, and frowned. Coming here had always been something of an odd curiosity of hers. Every once in a while, she had a yearning to see how much this place had changed over the years. Last time, it had been home to a cinema, and before then, a clothing boutique of some big-name designer. Now it was but a former shell of the splendor the cinema had once been. The perfect place for whatever up-and-coming grunge bands to use to host their gigs. She'd been enjoying the show near the back, in a spot where she'd be unassuming, but not tonight. 2 not-quite-gentlemen had taken note of her, and thinking she was some floozy, had asked her to come with them, get some fresh air. At the moment, she hadn't thought much of it. She'd been having fun, and yeah, it was hot in there. And though she was quite close to the exit, that didn't mean she couldn't smell all the warm bodies around her. The couple next to her that had been aggressively making out for the past 5 minutes reeked of tobacco and alcohol. Fresh air was a welcome thing right now. Nodding, the bang with the black streak sliding free of the horn diadem she had chosen to wear that night covering her eyes, she followed the 2 down a dim hallway, thinking how lucky she was to find nice humans, blissfully unaware of the sinister chuckles the two were sharing between themselves. It wasn't until they had gone past several exit signs that pointed in the opposite direction that she felt something was up. Stopping in front of a room that seemed to be a storage space for stage equipment, the girl politely coughed and folded her arms over her chest.
"This isn't the way out, you know. We passed the exit."
The stockier of the two turned back to look at her and snickered.
"Really? Our bad. See, me and my bud here, we were talking and, you know, got a little carried away."
She gave them a long, suffering stare and blew at her bangs.
"Mm-hmm."
Whatever, she should turn back and leave these guys behind. Besides, the show would be ending soon, so leaving before then would be good, too.
"Whoa, hey, wait, Dollface. Don't go. Look, sorry we made a wrong turn, but don't go. How about we make it up to you, huh? Give you a little taste of heaven."
Huh? Where was this coming from? These guys were just humans. What did they know about what heaven tasted like?
Taste heaven?
The other man who'd been silent before sidled up to her, a wide grin stretching his face.
"Sure, sweetheart. If you come with us, I swear you'll feel so good you'll see heaven."
Jerking his head to the storage room, he put his arm around her shoulder, a finger poking at her cheek, which she gave a side eye and raised eyebrow at before walking inside. Staring at the two men, she sighed and picked at her black dress. Obviously, they wouldn't know. Not when they were lying to her fucking face as if it was second nature to them. Hidden from their sight, her right hand had already grown out her nails, the tips sharpened as claws.
"I can't go to heaven, but I sure hope you guys make it there because hell is a scary place."
Swiping her right hand at the lanky one, her claws extended even further, neatly cutting right into his carotid. He gurgled weakly, blood dribbling out of his mouth, his hands barely able to make it to his fatal injury before collapsing on the floor. Instantly, she whirled around and did the same to the stocky one, who had just registered what had happened and opened his mouth to scream.
"It's forbidden. And to promise me such a thing, I really hate liars."
Twisting her hands into the fabric of her dress, no longer caring if she got blood on it, the blonde finally turned to face the newcomer. The first thing she noticed was that he was tall. She wasn't short by any means herself, but she still had to crane her neck to look at him. The light from the hallway cast him in a soft light that she actually had to blink several times to adjust her eyes. He wasn't looking at her, though. Rather, he was more interested in her handiwork. A small, lazy smile on his lips. Since he was leaning forward slightly, the blonde took note of his pierced ears and the choker he was wearing. This guy was taking this surprisingly well. Wouldn't a normal person have turned tail and run just like...
"Your friends. They ran away. Shouldn't you go after them?"
If she dawdled here any longer, finding them would be a problem. Yet she stays in her spot, watching the man warily, wondering what he's up to.
"What if they call the cops?"
Tilting his head towards her, all he does is offer a shrug, hands sliding into the pockets of his jeans.
"Oh, them? Nah, they're free to do as they please. I don't care. At best, it'll just complicate things. Not that it really matters in the end anyway."
He toys with one of his piercings, as if he actually had just remembered that he had company with him.
"They can't do shit."
What a strange reaction.
"You don't care, and you're not afraid of me?"
Holding her breath, the girl toed the growing puddle on the floor, her reflection blinking back at her despite the darkness of the room. The guy laughed and shook his head, shoulders sagging into a more carefree posture.
"Me? Afraid of a little thing like you?"
She narrowed her eyes, but didn't comment on his assumptions.
No, babe. I was just thinking how much of a cold-hearted bitch you'd have to be not to bat an eye at this."
Taking a hand out of his pockets, he jerked his thumb back at the corpses.
"That's pretty badass, you know."
Huh. Was he joking? Now that she got a better look at him, there was something familiar about him. Not in the sense that she'd seen or met him before, but he felt similar to her. Not human. He was still talking, circling the corpses like a vulture as if he was taking notes, complimenting her. This was too weird. Why was he so calm? Why did he feel like he was the same as her? Her hands were itching to do something, anything. She opted to dig her nails into her palms instead, keeping her face calm.
A little sloppy, but we could work on that. Hey, listen, you've actually caught me in a good mood right now, so consider this a free lesson.
Lesson? The man snapped his fingers, and as if by magic, the corpses were gone in a flash of blinding light.
Did me a favor, actually, so grats on doing my job for me, sweet cheeks.
What? What do you mean, your job?
Was he an assassin? Certainly didn't look like one, but then again, her views on what assassins could potentially look like was a bit warped. She waited expectantly for an answer to her question, but the guy was just standing there, scratching his head while staring at the blood that his powers had not been able to clean. Clicking his tongue, he simply turned away and took a good look at her, his golden eyes trailing up her body, sizing her up.
You know, for a cutie like you, why the fuck are you wearing such tacky shit? That's so...
He made a face in distaste and pointed at her dress.
10 years ago, babe. You should get some new threads that don't scream, I got these at the Goodwill for $3.
Rude? Face twisting into one of being offended, she snarled.
This is classic goth. You're one to talk with your shit excuse of a soul patch.
Me grinned, and she got the faintest glimpse of sharp fangs.
Easy now, bitch. No need to get worked up. Got a name?
Charlie. You?
Another laugh.
Call me... Dickmaster.
His smile grew even wider, and yeah, those were definitely fangs. Dickmaster winked at her and held out his hand to her.
Nice to meet you, Char.
Charlie looked at his hand for a second before swatting it away, turning her nose up and corrected him.
Charlie.
He sighed, dropping his hand in defeat.
Fine, fine, Charlie, whatever, bitch. So, guessing those aren't just for show?
He tilted his chin at the diadem she was wearing and made little horns with his left hand. That one little action made her snort in amusement before reaching up and removing it from her head, holding it between her index and middle finger. Charlie wiggled it at him.
What do you think?